The Pope will not address sexual abuse by priests during the gathering. In the United States, the Catholic Bishops' Conference has charged its new National Review Board with overseeing the Church's adherence to revised policies on abuse cases. Yesterday, 8 new appointees were added to the board. The members, all lay people, are independent professionals. But victim advocacy groups say the board will be too sympathetic to the Church hierarchy. NPR's Andrea Seabrook reports.
The new members of the review board are all very well respected. Former White House Chief of Staff Leon Panetta, Pamela Hayes, a private attorney who's been a prosecutor in sexual offense cases, and Paul McHugh, head of psychiatry at Johns Hopkins Medical School, and others. One more board member is to be announced. The appointed head of the board, Oklahoma Governor Frank Keating, is optimistic that the committee will be a strong and impartial watchdog of the Catholic Church's new sexual abuse policies. One person on the committee is a survivor of sexual abuse in the church, Michael Bland, a former priest and now a clinical counselor who works for the Archdiocese of Chicago. But David Clossy, head of Survivors Network of Those Abused by Priests, or SNAP, says Bland is not a typical abuse survivor.
Out of the thousands and thousands of men and women across this country who have been sexually victimized by priests, Governor Keating and Bishop Gregory pick one, only one member, who happens to also be a former priest and a current employee of the Archdiocese of Chicago. It looks like it's a rigged process.
Governor Keating says it's not rigged, that he and the other core members of the group purposefully decided not to appoint any representatives from victims' advocacy organizations.
Now, many of us are members of groups and organizations, but we want a board member who can make a decision for himself and not have to go back to an organization to ask their permission to take a position.
Besides that, Keating says, the purpose of the review board is to have a group of independently acting Roman Catholics to oversee the actions of the clergy.
We consider our role to be that of judges. We don't think it's appropriate to have the prosecutor on the board.
Clossy of SNAP says it's that very makeup of the board that could skew its decisions.
Every single member is a practicing Roman Catholic who has been approved by or added to the commission by the Catholic bishops. So in essence, we have the Catholic bishops appointing their own prosecutor and their own jury.
Clossy and other advocacy groups say, as it stands, the review board is going to have a very difficult time restoring the trust of American Catholics.
Ultimately, if the commission is to have any credibility, they're going to have to convince Catholics that they really are an independent body.
SNAP is not alone. A new church reform group of lay people called Voice of the Faithful agrees that a victim who is not an employee of the church should be on the board. James Post is president of Voice of the Faithful.
What about those survivors who are not yet engaged in the interaction with church-supported services? So there's a need for an independent survivor perspective to be brought to the board.
The review board has a delicate job before it. It must listen to victims of sexual abuse who are angry and jaded, and it must be independent and fair to the church. The board's first meeting is set for early next week. Andrea Seabrook, NPR News, Washington.